This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Halliburton, the big oil field service company this morning, posted profits that were down but better than expected. It pulled this off by sharply cutting costs, given that revenues were down by 36%. And the oil services industry may not be through the worst, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Halliburton's fortunes rise and fall with fracking. First, you drill a hole, and then a service company like Halliburton takes over. It shoots water and sand and chemicals down to get the energy out. Except when prices fall and the fracking stops, says Tom Fowler of the energy information firm Argus Media.
A lot of the workers out there are guys that work for Halliburton, Schlumberger, and so forth. So when things started to turn south, the big job cuts were felt there most directly first, and they've been felt deeply.
Low oil prices have idled 1,400 drill rigs, forcing Halliburton and its peers to cut up to 25% of its workers, says Joseph Tripke of OilPro.com. He says the problem is there's still more oil than demand, and things won't improve until those balance.
I think we're in this period now of waiting for it to get worse before it can get better. And it could be 12 months, it could be 2 years.
Even then, a leaner Halliburton will likely stay lean. In this downturn, it's innovated and learned to survive at lower prices. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.